Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. Today, I'm Charlotte Kniep, and we're finishing up our talks on how to increase your feelings and your sense of personal worth. And I think one of the most painful side effects of not being sure of yourself or your future is stress. And unmanaged stress can take a physical, psychological, and emotional toll on your body and make it harder for you to keep perspective on the things in your life that are good and that are in your control. And a high school psychology teacher in California recently gave his students a list of 101 ways to help manage stress. And one of his students posted it online, and it got over 20,000 retweets. Now, we won't share all 101 ways with you on our show today, but I thought I'd highlight some of my favorite tips, and especially those with a spiritual application. Tip number one, prepare for your day the night before. So I do this sometimes by laying out my clothes or packing my lunch or planning what I'm going to do for breakfast or how I'm going to get ready. And it just makes the mornings go a lot smoother. Tip two, go to bed early and get up early. Tip number three, have a list of life goals and priorities somewhere you can refer to them easily and often. Just always to remind yourself if the things that you're doing, the things you're filling your time with, align with what you really want for your life. Tip four, break large or overwhelming tasks into bite-sized portions. Tip five, practice smiling more often, especially to strangers. It's a really good exercise in getting outside of your comfort zone. Tip six, no matter what your difficulty may be, try to find at least one positive lesson in it, or the silver lining. Tip seven, schedule relaxation time every day. Tip eight, don't allow your brain to say anything negative about yourself or think anything negative about yourself or anyone else for at least 24 hours, which is a lot easier said than done. Tip number nine, take time to breathe slowly and meditate. And Mormon Channel Daily actually has some great episodes, some great podcasts about how to do this most effectively. Tip 10, read an inspiring story, poem, or favorite scripture. Tip 11, listen to a beautiful, calming piece of music. Tip 12, exercise every day. Tip 13, strive for excellence, not perfection. And I really like this. It made me kind of stop and think, because if you're excellent, I think that means you're pushing yourself to be better than before, but you're not holding yourself to an unrealistic, perfect standard. The next tip, organize a cluttered part of your home. And if you go through some things and maybe find some things you want to donate to a shelter or to the Deseret Industries, that's a great way to do service as well. The next tip is to write down your thoughts and feelings in a journal and then talk less about your own problems and listen more. Practice listening more. And then finally, freely praise and give thanks to other people. So if you have any other great ways or tips to manage stress in your life, we'd love to hear about them on our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So be sure to comment with your ideas there. And we're going to close our episode today with a quote from LDS President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. And he said, "If life and its rushed pace and many stresses have made it difficult for you to feel like rejoicing, then perhaps now is a good time to refocus on what matters most. Strength comes not from frantic activity, but from being settled on a firm foundation of truth and light. It comes from placing our attention and efforts on the basics of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. It comes from paying attention to the divine things that matter most. Let us simplify our lives a little. Let us make the changes necessary to refocus our lives on the sublime beauty of the simple, humble path of Christian discipleship. The path that leads always toward a life of meaning, gladness, and peace." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.